Yeah, I just want to remind people that even if you've been prayed over for baptism of the Holy Spirit, and what this is, I just want to explain what this is. A baptism of the Holy Spirit is not a sacrament of the church. It is a sacramental. And it is, what it does is, it kind of stirs into flame the gift of the Holy Spirit that you've already been given through confirmation and baptism. So it's kind of like if you have a glass of chocolate milk and you let it sit for a while, and you know how the chocolate kind of separates and falls down to the bottom, and it's not very tasty. And with the when you prayed over for a release of the Holy Spirit in your life, because you've already got it, it's just like stirring up that chocolate milk and just releasing its flavor. I just really want to encourage people, if you have not received, if you have not been prayed over for a baptism of the Holy Spirit, please walk in humility, come forward, and let God lead. Just let God lead at that point. And you can always be prayed for again. So if you feel like you've really been in a stagnant part of your life, and you really feel like you just need to, that, you know, boom, you just renounced everything. You know, the Lord can fill you. So I just want to encourage you to come up. But if you don't mind, I think we're just going to all, collectively, we're just going to say a surrender prayer. Okay? We're just going to, so if you will just repeat after me. Because it's really important. When we invite the Lord into our lives, we really want to surrender everything to Jesus. Acknowledge Him as Lord of our life. We want to acknowledge Him as, we can't do this without You. And truly, the things that are, that the Holy Spirit has brought forth today in these words that you're hearing cannot be accomplished unless you have the power of the Holy Spirit operating in you, released within you. It's, the Holy Spirit is your teacher. He is your instructor. He brings knowledge. He brings knowledge of who Jesus is. Then Jesus takes you into the heart of the Father. Awesome. Praise God. So let's go ahead and just say this prayer. So Heavenly Father, I'm sorry for my sins. Thank You for loving and forgiving me. Lord, thank You for sending Jesus as our Savior. We acknowledge Him as our Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank You for dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, we just ask for release of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We surrender everything to You in this moment, Lord. Lord, I choose to follow You all the days of my life. I invite You into my heart, Jesus. And I thank You. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.